It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new study shows tax revenues in Colorado's mountain towns are higher than expected following the pandemic. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
Sales tax collections in the state's resort community declined 5% in 2020 compared to the previous year, much less than economists initially feared. That's according to a study from the Colorado Association of Ski Towns. Many areas recovered much of the tax revenue lost at the start of the pandemic as people flocked to the mountains later in 2020. Things like groceries and home improvement supplies helped close the gap. Tourism took the biggest hit. Lodging tax collections ended the year down 40% in some areas. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is a step closer to offering families universal pre-kindergarten. Governor Polis signed a bill yesterday that sets up a Department of Early Childhood. It will oversee the implementation of a statewide voluntary preschool program by the fall of 2023. Some public schools already offer pre-K, but it's not universal, and many parents have to pay tuition. A fourth site in Denver for people who need a temporary place to sleep opened last night, called the Safe Outdoor Space. It's a church parking lot in Denver's Park Hill neighborhood. Up to 40 people can go there at night for a warm meal, a tent to sleep in, and access to other resources. Denver Pride Fest is this weekend. Denverite's Maggie Donahue reports that this year's Pride will look a bit different from past celebrations.
After the pandemic pushed last year's Denver Pride Fest online, this year's coordinators want to give the community a variety of ways to connect with one another in whatever way feels most comfortable for them. That's why organizers have taken a hybrid approach this year, offering both in-person and virtual events. While the annual parade will be a virtual-only broadcast, there will still be block parties, drag brunches, and other in-person celebrations at hubs scattered around Denver. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
In Denver, it's 62 degrees this morning. Fort Collins, 68. Gunnison, 54. And statewide, it's turning cooler for the weekend. This is CPR News.